Well, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Well, there's just one way to rejoice and be glad, the way that the Lord has intended for us to be, and that is if we are made alive with Christ. In 1 Peter, there's a verse that I so appreciate, I so value this verse. It says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." And other verses speak of Jesus being the firstborn, first begotten of the dead. And that speaks to the fact that Jesus was resurrected, made alive from the dead. And it was different than other people who have been brought back from the dead, like the story of Lazarus in the Gospel of John, or other people in Scripture or throughout history who died and came back to life. Such people who come back to life only to die again. They are still mortal. They have been resuscitated, so to speak, and they are still in their mortal body. But Jesus is the first to be resurrected in a bodily form, but it was his new resurrection body to give us to the way that we will be resurrected too if we are in him. So that's an amazing truth. It's an awesome truth that our Lord, our Master, he is alive. He is alive and well today. And he was resurrected, made alive from the dead, brought to life, never, ever to die again. And another passage that I just want to read, and it's along these lines, is Matthew 28, starting in verse 1, reading several verses here. "Now after the Sabbath, as the first day of the week began to dawn, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it. His countenance was like lightning, and his clothing as white as snow. And the guards shook for fear of him and became like dead men. But the angel answered and said to the women, 'Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay.'" Lots of detail in that, in those few verses, lots of detail about the account. But the one detail I want to draw out and just bring to our attention today is the fact that the stone was rolled back not to let Jesus out, but to reveal the awesome truth of what had already occurred. Jesus was alive. Jesus was alive and had left the place, had left the tomb, the place of the dead. And the stone, the rolling back of the stone, was for our benefit so that we can see the truth, so that we can see that Jesus is alive. My friend, have you seen for yourself the truth that Jesus is alive, and he is alive today to intercede for his people and to help them, to give life to them? When he served the Last Supper there, the bread and the cup, he said, "Take, eat." And that offer, that invitation, still stands today for us to take of him, to partake of him and receive life. become partakers of the Lord Jesus. That is the way to live in this life, and it's the way to eternal life. It is the way to be able to have rejoicing in the Lord. That's my encouragement for today, and I trust that you can go from here rejoicing in the Lord. That's my desire for you. And God bless you.